Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
And I'm going to be doing a talk today that is going to be helpful to some of us, because I know we're all going through tough times, we're all going through problems, or we went through problems. And before I went through some, since I became a believer, my life has been pretty much smooth sailing until a couple of years ago. The ship kind of got rocked, and it really helps you see things from a different perspective, because most people go through tough times, and sometimes tougher after they become a believer than before. And but people don't realize that, because many people think once they accept Yeshua, everything's going to be great and everything's better now. Because how could something go wrong? How could we get sick? How could we, you know, go through all these different things that we go through? If we're a believer, we got a creator who wants the best for us. So how could we get anything less than the best?
Just ask Shaul.
But then we get, many of us get a wake-up call, so to say. Because it's not a life's not necessarily getting easier after we become a believer. I would say in many levels it becomes harder and more challenging. And there's many situations we could think about that, but we got to think about the great reward at the end and not what's going on now. Because we're only here for a certain time. Somebody said it once to me, if you take a clock and you picture for all eternity how much time we're actually here compared to eternity, it's like seconds. It's seconds. So... as we think about that, and when we're going through these tough times, we're to be good stewards of what He's given us and handle it the right way. And the message really is talking about getting through those times, but to see what He wanted of us and what He didn't require of us, what He didn't want. So the first scripture I want to give us is 1 Peter 1:21. 1 Peter 1:21 says, "Through Yeshua you have come to trust Yahweh. And you have placed your faith and your hope in Yahweh because He raised Yeshua from the dead and gave Him great glory." So that word I want to underline here is because. So the first part of the scripture is, through Yeshua you have come to trust in Yahweh. Of course, Yeshua died for us. The living Torah, the living example. And that's why many of us believe. You have placed your faith and hope in Yahweh, yes, through Yeshua. That's why. Now, because, that's the big thing, because He raised Yeshua from the dead and gave Him great glory. Because He raised Him from the dead. So, if He wasn't raised, you know, where would we be today? You know, where would we be in our walk with Him? So, the point is He was raised. You know, and so many scriptures show us this. And this is the great encouragement that we have when we're going through these tough times. This is about the beginning, middle, and end of the race, is that Yeshua was raised from death. That's the answer to everything. How can you believe? Why do you believe? Why, when you're going through those tough times, do you stay faithful? Because He was raised from the dead. That's it. And He's going to pull us through as well. 2 Corinthians 10:15 says, "Nor do we boast and claim credit for the work someone else has done. Instead, we hope that your faith will grow so that boundaries of our work among you will be extended." The work that was done. It's very simple what it was. Because He was raised from the dead. That's it right there. And many of us are going through hard times. Some of us haven't experienced them yet. But when they come upon us, we have to remember. He was raised from the dead for us and for the glory, for our benefit. And those hard times are coming. And there's many examples in Scripture. And that's not speaking a curse over you to say that. That's almost a reward. That's what we have to get and understand. Just about every person in Scripture that was set apart had a situation where the average person would look through with their average eyes and say, that's not a good thing. He can't have Yeshua, or he can't be a believer, because he's got all that bad stuff going on in his life. But no, the scriptures show us different. 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 4:18 says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." Hallelujah. "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." Hallelujah. He was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. So we're if you haven't had the trouble yet, if you're a new believer, and if you think the trouble you're going through is trouble, no, we haven't no idea what trouble is. But this is not a bad thing. You know, he never promised we wouldn't go through hard times. He just said we wouldn't go through it alone. That's what his promise to us was. For my troubles and what I went through, which is so insignificant to what the world, to what history shows believers has went through. I mean, one of my favorite books is Fox's Book of Martyrs, a book of people who've been martyred for Yeshua. But for my troubles, which are my own personal struggles and issues, to me, they were a lot. But when you look at the big scale of things, like the scripture we just read, this is nothing. But the scripture that really helped me tremendously, and the people that I look up to said it, and I only understand this scripture now, and I can only give this talk now after going through what I went through. And that scripture is, and if you've been through tough times since you've been a believer, you're in full agreement. But if you haven't reached it right now, this scripture won't make sense to you. You give this scripture to the average non-believer, they'll be confused to even know what the scripture says. The scripture is Proverbs 7:2. "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's so great. It's so wonderful. You understand it's a reward, not a punishment, to go through these tough times for Yeshua and to suffer for Messiah. So as we think about this and to understand, you forget about all labels and forget about everything. You either believe in Yeshua or you don't. That's what it comes down to. You either believe in him or you don't. And I want to give you an example of a fellow who went through a lot of trouble and a lot of tough times, probably the toughest, to show how Yahweh will use that to his glory and to be his glory, to strengthen us and to prepare us. Look at Job. So look at Job. Hallelujah. Job lived. Job.
What was the verse? Because it's not Proverbs 7:2. Yeah,
that's wrong.
It's not?
The previous verse.
Proverbs 7:2 says, "Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes."
It's okay.
So which one is it?
We're going somewhere.
No, which one is it? Somebody look on their phone. It is better to. It is better to go in the house of mourning than the house of feasting. Somebody give me the correct scripture. What was 7:2? Okay.
7:2 is "Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of your eye."
Okay.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one.
I've been corrected and humbled. The verse is not Psalm 7:2. The verse, "It is better to go into the house of mourning than to the house of feasting," is?
Anybody found it yet?
Ecclesiastes 7:2.
Ecclesiastes 7:2.
I read it this week, and I'm like, which one? I've heard that this week.
Okay, I was just testing everybody. Right. No, I've been humbled and corrected.
They're awake.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes 7:2. "It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting." So we look at Job. Job lived 500 years before Moses. 500 years before Moses. And it is believed amongst many scholars that Job was the first book written of the Bible, of all the books. And that's amazing. That's what's so amazing about that is, before Yahweh wanted us to know how he created the world, he wanted us to show us what his real passion for man would be. Before he even spoke about the creation of the world, he spoke about a relationship. You know, he writes, before he spoke about creation, about a man who suffered. It's all about a relationship, not just to know him, know of him, but to know him on a personal, deep relationship is what he wanted. Psalms 138:6 says, "For Yahweh is great." Psalms 138:6. "Though Yahweh is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud." You're only going to be humble if you're going through stuff as a believer. And before that happens, you have pride. You have pride and confidence thinking you're invincible. And then when you're humble, things change. And it says in Psalms 138:6, it's so beautiful. "So Yahweh is great." So he's great. He can do all things. He's wonderful. He's the best. He's great. "He cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud." Humility. Building a relationship with him and humility is what's going to get you through those hard times. So it's so hard to believe that Yahweh wanted to write a book for us. And in the book he writes for us, he talks about people that suffered more than anything else. So he's given us this book about everything in creation, about everything in the world, about every answer to everything. And the major thing in his book is he talks about an upright man, and particularly Job, an upright man who suffered more than anyone else. Suffering. So, you know, at least at that time, and many since then, no one has suffered as much as Job. Job suffered tremendously. But the thing is, Yahweh called him upright, and he suffered. So we see the connection. So if somebody's going through hard times, don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt that you're not one of Yahweh's chosen ones. So you know, if we find it hard to believe that some of the most holy men in Scripture suffered the most. Some of the most holy men in Scripture suffered the most. It's not only true about Job, it's about all the set apart people in Scripture. And not only all the people in Scripture, this is powerful because it's Yeshua himself, the holiest of the holies, suffered the most. So what it comes down to is the real gospel here and the true message of Yeshua. You know, and what it comes down to is if you really want to know Yahweh, you're going to suffer while you're here. You're going to suffer while you're here if you really want to know him. It's a false gospel being presented that says we're going to be fine, and if we believe him, everything's going to be great. And the good news is we don't have the troubles and the worries and the fears anymore. That's not what the gospel is. It's about, you know, you're going to suffer. And at least while you're here, but you got to look at the big picture, how long we're here, to what's to look forward to, and the race that we got to make it through. That's what we got to look to, and not the false gospel. If the gospel was the way it is truly being preached by Joel Osteen and all these other evangelists on TV and so on, or these, I'll call them motivational speakers more than anything else. If it was truth the way it was presented, why wouldn't anyone not want to believe? Why wouldn't anyone not? The reason why so many people struggle to believe is because of the persecution we go through and have went through for all these years. That's the reason. So it's...
He said you will suffer for my name.
Exactly. And you will suffer for righteousness, just like I suffered for righteousness. But that's the truth, and that's what's happening. That's what's keeping people away from this, is because they don't understand the big picture. They're just looking at their time here. You know, so... So we look at Yeshua's writings, and we look at all of this, and the most godly of them suffered the most. We look at Paul, an evil man who had his eyes fixed on pride and had his eyes fixed on the ways of this world and his time here. And Yahweh turned his heart around. And we look at the way he started his letters when he wrote. And we look at a man who's been humbled, the way he started his letters. A slave to God. So he didn't just say this letter is from Paul. He started off by saying, I'm a slave to God, And now this is a man that's been persecuted over and over again. A slave to God and an apostle to Messiah Yeshua and a prisoner for preaching the good news about Yeshua Messiah. So this is how he described his situation in every single letter, knowing that much more people are going to read this other than the person he sent this letter to, that these letters were going to get out. You know, he goes on to say he was condemned and he was chosen. He was chosen by the will of Yahweh. And he's been sent to proclaim faith to those that Yahweh has chosen. So this is, you know, this is showing humility and every single letter that he started off to teach them to know the truth, that show them how to live godly lives, to tell others about the life that he has promised through faith in Messiah. That's how Paul started every one of his letters, describing it. So he's sharing the gospel in just an introduction to everything alone that so many people look past because they're getting to, well, what's he saying to do or not do? But they're not looking to say, well, what did he go through and who he was? So his prayer for everyone was, may Yahweh give us grace, peace, and mercy. And the Bible is a book that shows us about those three things. It shows us all about grace, peace, and mercy and getting them and so on. So then Paul's final thing says, this truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life. Confidence that we have eternal life. Confidence about life more than just here for the few seconds we're here according to the big clock of eternity. Confidence. And we need to think about that not when things are going great, when things are at the worst, when somebody gets diagnosed with a disease, when somebody's death hits somebody's family, somebody loses something they value very much. Do they have the confidence about the eternal life, or do they start, you know, fearing the ways of this earth and the ways of what they're going through now? It's all a race. And Philippians 2:16 says, hold firmly to the word of life, that on this day, that on the day of Yeshua's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain, and that my work was not useless. So this is part of the race, and what's going to happen to us is we are going to suffer, and it's about preparing for that, being prepared, or being prepared spiritually or emotionally, being prepared. It's not just all going to be good. When you are comfortable, it is easy to say we have faith, we believe in Yeshua, and so on else. But it's when we're suffering where our faith really shines. And that's an important thing to remember.
And suffering can be isolation and loneliness, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes way beyond just the suffering we see, even from a physical standpoint. Because the suffering of that we go through, confusion, and many of these things the enemy puts upon us or tries to get to us. So it's using Job is a great example. Yahweh took everything away from Job. For what reason? So Job would know him. So Job would know him. Yes, exactly.
Perfecting us into his image.
Exactly. Yeah, so Job would know him. You know, so he puts us through suffering so we can know him. You know, and every prophet of scripture would suffer. And Yahweh's blessing you if you're going through many of these sufferings. But you have to remember, you know, there it's a race, and there's a finish to the race. This is just a race, and there's a finish, and we're going to get through it. So when he puts us through this suffering, we need to be prepared of how to handle this stuff. And I'm not saying these bad things and this suffering comes from Yahweh. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we're going to experience things, and we got to look at the long end of the picture and not just get so distracted by what's happening to us here now. We got to look at the long picture, and we basically have to just be strong, and we need to fight, but we also have to strip our pride and give up and seek humility. You know, so you know, until we can seek humility and just pretty much die to ourselves, as we hear so many times, we're not going to understand it. We're not going to see it. We're not going to feel it. The person that has an issue with doing that, with dying to themselves, will have no fruit in their life, no fruit in their walk, no fruit in the situation. Fox's Books of Martyrs reminds us of me every time I read it. Every single time I read it, people just letting their flesh on every level just be slaughtered and died, and they're dead because they just know the eternal picture. They know the big picture of everything. And it's such a humbling book that we should all read that at least one page a day of that book to know how much, you know, we got waiting for us. Matthew 24:13 says, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. That's a powerful scripture. There's many people could say when things are going great, oh, I'm saved, everything's just wonderful, everything's fine. But the scripture again says, those who endure to the end will be saved. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which Yahweh through Yeshua is calling us. And 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The faith and the hope to know, which is more than what we have here. And
salvation, fear, and trembling.
Yes, exactly. My prayer for myself and for everyone here is, while we're here, in the big picture of eternity, while we're here, we do our best to get to know and seek Yahweh on a personal, deep level. To know Yeshua on such a close level. And that's going to get us to the race, through the race. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. And so run to win. So when you think about the completeness of your personal ministry that he's bestowed upon each one of us when we become believers. You know, think about the final prize and think about what we need to be doing and not get caught up in the distractions of this world to try to separate us. We need to seek getting closer to him while we're here. And then finally, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these, it says, is love. And this is why, as we got to the first scripture that I gave today, he raised Yeshua from the dead to give us great glory. And in one word, to sum that up, is love. We praise Yahweh. It's the greatest of it all, is love. So hallelujah. So I pray that this will help people understand that those hard times are not something of despair. It's something that we can look forward to. And we need to be prepared. And the Bible is a battle book that prepares for them and how to overcome them and get through them. And to decipher and distinguish what is from Yahweh and what is from the enemy. And to embrace what he gives us. But to cast out and separate and divide ourselves from anything that is unclean and unholy. As it says, when the children went into the promised land, when you go in there, separate and divide yourself from every unclean thing. Do not mingle the seed. If you do, there will be a thorn in your side forever. Do not mingle the seed. And he said, if you do, you will be blessed tremendously.
Where is that scripture?
It's in Deuteronomy. It's, I don't know the exact verse, but it says, but if you don't, not only will I give you the same diseases that I put upon the Egyptians, I will give you new diseases you never even heard of yet. What did children do? They went in there. They didn't listen to him. And to this day, we continue to suffer from different diseases that they don't even have names anymore. They're just making up names now. That's foot and mouth disease and all these other diseases.
That's also in Judges.
Yes, Judges as well.
I'm sure it's repeated. That's all in Judges.
Yeah, so we need to understand what set apart is all about. Be set apart. Live set apart. And do it with in the race, with confidence, but with humility. With humility. And we need to think about this. When I started and I told you, we need to think about this when we're in the presence of new believers or in the presence of the pride, no matter who it's coming from. We need to think about this and pray about this and be thankful for where we came from and where we are now and not fear man. We know the big picture. We know the big picture. The only people that have fear of death are those that don't know where they're going.
All right, everybody. That was a lecture that I had previously given on one of these topics here, and you could hear the full lecture at my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, along with many other lectures and topics that we discuss each week. You could also join us live every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, for our fellowship. We go to midnight It's from 10 to midnight, and we also meet every morning at 6 a.m. Every morning except Saturday. At 6 a.m. for live prayer on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Saturday, we do it a little bit later. Well, I pray that this message spoke to you, and I pray that we're going to just get serious about what we're doing and seeking to be set apart and not decide to be part of the continuing growing culture today that's living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. That our desire and heart would be to move closer and closer to Him, not farther and farther away. The world today is just going worse and worse every single day. The streets are flooded with sin. But we need to do our part and remind people that Yeshua died for them, Yeshua died for us, and who Yeshua is, and let them know. Let them know. Go stand, speak. So I pray that that more people will tune into this radio station and hear the messages of people promoting the gospel. And I also pray for those of you out there that are out there suffering and you're just trying to do Yah's work, to do His work and to do it right. And I want to thank you all for blessing this ministry. It's because of listeners like you that were able to be on the air here at WCNO. And I just love this radio station, and I just thank you all again for your support and your prayers. And if anyone wants to contact us, just go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. That's Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Life Ministries. And Torah is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, the will of our Father, how He wants us to live our lives. And anything opposed to that or against that is, according to the Scripture, listed as disobedience or sin. And He tells us He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants them to change from their wicked ways so they would live and have life. And it's my prayer for you that you would seek His way, because His way is the only way and the only truth. It says there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. But He says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you hope. And that's what we have in Him, a future and a hope. So praise our wonderful Creator for this blessed time. And I am so blessed with the understanding of who Yeshua is, and not stopping in trying to rely on human wisdom, but to just go in faith and trust who He is and His words and how He wants us to live. And I pray you do also. So everybody that's listening right now, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you this day, and may the joy and the peace and the shalom be upon those that are obedient to Him. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.